How to create affirmations for unlocking your full potential in 4 steps. As you probably know by now, there are multiple contributing factors to unlocking your full potential. But there is one step that is absolutely crucial. It's probably more important than any other step, and it's also one of the hardest steps. Believing in yourself. In order to realize your potential, you have to really, truly think that you can. But believing in yourself isn't always as easy as just saying that you do. That's where affirmations come in. Affirmations are positive thoughts, pure and simple, and they're extremely powerful. Here's how to create affirmations to unlock your full potential in 4 steps. Step 1. Choose a negative thought. Think about what you're trying to attract, and then think about the beliefs that might be stopping you from vibrating on the right frequency. Is there a specific trait that makes you feel insecure? Is there a negative belief you have internalized from early life? Or is there a specific fear that seems to haunt you both day and night? Common negative thoughts include, I'm not smart enough. Everyone gets bored with me. I can't ever be confident. I mess everything up. It's unpleasant to contemplate these types of thoughts about ourselves. During step 1, you might think that you're feeling worse rather than better. Rest assured that this is just a brief, necessary evil when designing affirmations, and at the end, the reward of greater confidence and a more positive self-image is well worth this arduousness. Step 2. Externalize the negative thought. Get this negative belief out of your mind and into the world by writing it down. This is a useful symbolic act that helps you begin to disconnect from this assumption, rather than acting though it's part of you. After all, it's time to replace these types of thoughts with encouraging positive ones that get you to your desired destination. For some people, it's cathartic to ritualize the disposal of the negative thought once the affirmation has been designed. Whether you burn it, tear it up, throw it away, or scribble it out, this approach can make your rejection of that limiting belief just a bit more concrete. Step 3. Find the opposite. Essentially, the opposite of the above negative belief is the thing that you want to make the center of your affirmation. Now, it may feel odd at first, as it's not easy for you to accept. However, that's actually a sign that you're on the right track. You know, think carefully here. You might be tempted, for example, to replace the negative thought, I am ugly, with I'm not ugly. But it's much more effective to choose a stronger statement, such as, I am beautiful. Stay away from words with any negative association at all. This could include can't, won't, don't, etc. The more positive the language, the better the affirmation. If you're really struggling to connect with the message of your affirmation, try to find ways to soften the statement just a little, at least when you're starting out. For example, you might begin the affirmation, I am open to the idea that, or I'm willing to start believing that. And after a few days or weeks, you can take this softer language away and use the more concrete form. Step 4. Commit to repetition. The aim of affirmations is to eventually embed them in your mind so that they become truly automatic thoughts that guide and support you in all your endeavors. That being said, you won't be able to take your affirmations in this way unless you really commit to repeating them. Now, there is some flexibility about how you approach this. Some people find it most effective to repeat the affirmation multiple times in one sitting. Other people swear by a method of stopping every hour or every few hours to say the affirmation a single time. There's also the possibility of following both these approaches. Finally, do you worry that you might forget to say your affirmations, or do you already have some experience of doing so? There are some smart strategies you can use to ensure this doesn't happen again. Write your affirmations on sticky notes and leave them all around your home. Make sure you keep them in places that you will always see before leaving. This will put you in a great mental space before going out into the world.